Advaista Sava Bhutanam Maitra Karuna Ivacha Nirmamo Nirahankaras Samadukha Sukakshami Santushta Satatam Yogi Yatatma Tiranishtraya Mayapata Manobhudhya Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities.
How are we going to do this? Wait a minute.
I'm just going to keep speaking, or are you going to do simultaneously, or am I going to stop? Are you going to tell me?
No, you speak, then you stop, then you translate.
Speak and stop?
Yes.
You translate into Russian?
Translate
into Estonian?
Yes.
Okay. Who does not think himself a proprietor? Never said that?
Maybe you need to translate.
Oh, you have it there in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And is free from false ego, who is equal both in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me.
Tagad kiita kaheteistkümnes peatükk, 13. tekst. See, kes igatas pühtegi elusolendikuks, suhtub neisse kõigisse sõbralikult, kes ei pea ennast millegi omanikuks ning on vaba vale egost, kes säilitab tasakaalu nii hädas kui edus, kes on salliv, alati rahuldatud, ennast kontrollib ning kes on rakendanud enda otsustavusega pühendunud teenimesse, olles keskendanud oma mõistuse ja arukuse minule. Selline pühendunu on mulle väga kallis.
Maharaj is given talking over the Zoom,
everybody.
What is it?
Purport. Coming again to the point of pure devotional service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualifications of a pure devotee in these two verses. A pure devotee is never distressed. I should read the whole purport, huh? Pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances, nor is he envious of anyone. Nor does a devotee become his enemy's enemy. He thinks this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer than to protest. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Tatenu kampam susha miksha mano bhujana evapatikam tipakam. Whenever a devotee is in distress or has fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. Thinks, thanks to my past misdeeds, I should suffer far, far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due, I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is always calm, quiet, and patient, despite many distressful conditions. The devotee is also always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. Nirmama means that a devotee does not attach much importance to the pains and trouble pertaining to the body, because he knows perfectly well that he is not the material body. He does not identify with the body, therefore he is free from the conception of false ego, and is equal poise in happiness and distress. He is tolerant and is satisfied with whatever comes by the grace of the Supreme Lord. He does not endeavor much to achieve something with great difficulty, therefore he is always joyful. He is a completely perfect mystic because he has fixed the instructions given from the spiritual master, and because his senses are controlled, he is determined. He is not swayed by false arguments because no one can lead him from the fixed determination of devotional service. He is fully Krishna conscious. He is fully conscious that Krishna is the eternal Lord, so no one can disturb him. All these qualifications enable him to fix his mind and intelligence entirely on the Supreme Lord. Such a standard of devotional service is undoubtedly very rare, but a devotee becomes situated in that stage by following the regular principles of devotional service. Furthermore, the Lord says that such a devotee is very dear to him, for the Lord is always pleased with all his activities and full Krishna consciousness.
Selgitus. Võrdles taas puhta pühendunud teenimise teema juurde, kirjeldab Jumal nendes kahes värsis puhta pühendunud transcendentaalseid omadusi. Koos pühendunu ei lase end häirida üheski olukorras. Samuti ei kadestatud ta kunagi kedagi. Samuti ei saa pühendunu oma vaenlase vaenlaseks, vaid ta mõtleb, see inimene käitub kui minu vaenlane, minu minevikus sooritatud väärtegude tõttu. Seega on parem tema vaenulikus välja kannatada, kui sellele vastu astuda. Jumalt vabandamist öeldakse. 10:14-8. Et alati kui pühendun on sattunud raskustesse või on masenduses, mõtleta, et see kõik on vaid Jumala arm tema suhtes. Tema mõtteviisiks on, oma mineviku sooritatud väärtegude eest peaksin ma kannatama palju, palju rohkem, kui ma tegelikult praegu kannatan. Seega üksnes Jumala armust ei saa ma nii suurt karistust, nagu ma tegelikult olen ära teeninud. Jumala kõrgem isiksuse armust langab mul osaks vaid väike osake kannatustest, mille ma olen ära teeninud. Sellelt on alati rahulik, tasane ja kannatlik, ükskõik kui rasketest tingimustest aga viiviks. Ta on alati kõige suhtes lahke, isegi oma vaenlase suhtes. Sõna Nirva Maa annab mõiste, et pühendunu ei pööra suurt tähelepanu kehast tulenevatele vaevadele ja kannatustele, sest ta teab, et ta ei ole see keha. Ta ei samasta end kehaga, ning seetõttu on ta vaba vale ego konseptsioonist ega kaota tasakaalu, ei edus ega hädas. Ta on salliv ning rahul kõigega, mis talle kõik kõrgema Jumala armust odaks saab. Ta ei pühle selle poole, mille saavutamine on seotud suurte raskustega, ning seetõttu on ta alati rõõmus. Ta on täiuslik müstik, sest ta järgib täpselt oma vaid õpetaja juhendusi, ning ta on täis otsustavust, sest ta kontrollib oma meeli. Võtslike argumentidega pole võimalik teda tasakaalust välja viia, sest keegi ei suuda teda eksitada, tema kindlast otsusest teenida pühendunud Jumalat. Ta on täielikult teadustanud, et Krishna on igavene Jumal ning seetõttu ei saa miski teda Krishna juures teemale eksitada. Kõik need omadused võimaldavad tal keskenduda oma mõistuse ja arukuse täielikult kõik kõrgemale Jumalale. Selline pühendunud teenimise tase esineb küll väga harva, kuid järgides pühendunud teenimise reguleeritud printsiipe, jõuab pühendunu aja jooksul selle tasemeni. Jumal ütleb, et selline pühendunu on talle väga kallis, sest Jumal on alati rahul kõigi tema poolt, täies Krishna teaduses sooritatud tegudega.
Ибо Господь всегда доволен всеми его поступками, совершаемыми, полным сознанием Кришны.
Мама Гьяна Тамьяна Сригана Мирна Салакая Тачча Мингитам Яна Тазма Шигана Мирна. Хукам Кароти Вачалам Хангам Мангаре Тейгам Мина Крита Тама Хангам Мира Шигана Мирна Тама. We oftentimes speak about different qualities of a devotee.
Sageli me räägime pühendunu erinevatest omadustest.
Because it is important to understand how a devotee behaves.
Sest on oluline mõista, kuidas pühendunu peab käituma.
It is not a very easy thing to be called to a very easy title to obtain a devotee.
Pühendunu on tiitel, mida ei ole eriti kerge saavutada.
In fact, I wanted to read one pastime this evening, which helps to illustrate this point.
Ta tahtis täna õhtul lugeda ühe loo sellest, mis annaks kujundlikumalt mõista seda.
It is very instructive pastime.
See on väga õpetlik lugu.
Because it teaches a very important principle about behavior of a devotee.
Sest see õpetab meile väga olulist printsiipi pühendunu käitumises.
And it very nicely coincides with the theme of this verse.
Ning see on väga huvitavalt kooskõlas selle tänase värsiga.
Although this verse definitely elaborates on many different characteristics that are found within a devotee.
See värs kirjeldab üksikasjalikult küll paljusi erinevaid omadusi, mis pühendunus leiduvad.
But we're going to primarily speak about this first characteristic.
Kuid me põhiliselt räägime täna sellest esimesest omadusest.
How a devotee is not disturbed in any circumstance.
Selles, kuidas pühendunu ei lase ennast häirida mitte üheski olukorras.
And he's not envious of anyone.
Nii kuidas ta ei kadesta mitte kedagi.
Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport
Srila Prabhupada said it in the commentaries.
That whenever a devotee is in this condition of distress or fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. This is the natural characteristic of one who is actually a devotee. Therefore, we can understand that it is not a very easy thing to actually be called a devotee.
Seepärast me peame mõista, et ei ole just kõige kerge ära teenida seda nimetust, pühendunu.
Because it is not a very easy thing to think this way under all circumstances, at all times, in all places.
Sest ei ole kõige kerge mõelda sellisel viisil kõikides olukordades ja kõikides tingimustes.
If we hear that this is natural behavior of a devotee, and if we don't have such behavior, then we should be questioning our own qualification to be called a devotee.
Kui me kuuleme, et pühendunu käitub sellisel moel ning me näeme, et mida seda ei käitu, siis me peaksime tõstatama endale küsimuse, kui kõrged on meie omadused.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada is very liberal in the use of this word.
Prabhupada on selle sõna kasutuses küll väga liberaalne.
He was so liberal because he was so powerful.
Ja ta oli seda liberaalne tänu sellele, et ta oli niivõrd võimas.
Someone as powerful as Srila Prabhupada can be very liberal with the word devotee.
See, kes on niivõrd võimas nagu Srila Prabhupada, võib sõnaga pühendunu väga liberaalselt ringi käia.
Because one of the symptoms of a devotee is his ability to make others devotees.
Sest üks pühendunu omadusi on teha teistest inimestest pühendunud.
That's another important symptom of a devotee.
See on pühendunu teine väga oluline tunnus.
In other words, because he is so devoted to the Lord,
ta on niivõrd pühendunud Jumalale,
that he is so much empowered and are invested with the Lord's energies.
Jumal on teda sedavõrd volitanud oma energiatega,
that he is very capable to make a very deep impression in the hearts of someone who is not a devotee.
See isiksus suudab jätta väga sügava mulje nendele, kes ei ole pühendunud.
And give them the inspiration to become a devotee.
Ning anda neile innustus saada pühendunuteks.
When one associates with a devotee, one naturally thinks, I would like to become a devotee.
Kui inimene suhtleb pühendunuga, siis ta loomulikult hakkab mõtlema, et ma tahaksin ka pühendunuks saada.
That's the power of association with a devotee.
Selles seisneb pühendunutega suhtlemise jõud.
Actually, I remember when I first was coming to into the association of devotees.
Ta mäletab, kui ta esimest korda sattus pühendunute seltskonda.
There was one visiting sannyasi who had come to the city where I was associating with devotees.
Selles linnas, kus ta pühendunutega siis suhtles, sinna saabus üks ringirendav sannyasi.
His name was Vishnujana Swami.
Tema nimeks oli Vishnujana Swami.
And probably most of you don't know who Vishnujana Swami is.
Suurem osa teist tõenäoliselt ei tea, kes on Vishnujana Swami.
Because he disappeared from the face of the planet in 1976.
Sest 76. aastal ta kadus sellelt maalt.
But nonetheless, when I met him for the first time,
kuid sellega poolest, kui ta temaga esimest korda kohtus,
I was very much impressed by his qualities.
Tema omadused jätsid talle väga sügava mulje.
Because I saw that here's a person who actually has a taste for chanting Hare Krishna.
Sest ta nägi, et siin on tõepoolest isiksus, kes omad maitset Hare Krishna mantra kordamise suhtes.
When he would chant the holy name of the Lord, everybody around him would become very much inspired to chant also with him.
Kui tema kordas Hare Krishna mantra, siis kõik, kes asusid tema ümber, samuti tahtsid hakata seda mantra kordama.
He would come and lead kirtan and everybody would just be completely absorbed in the holy name.
Kui tema juhtis kirtanat, siis kõik olid täielikult süvenenud pühasse nimesse.
And I wasn't very absorbed in the holy name at the time.
ta isegi tollal ei olnud veel väga süvenenud pühasse nimesse.
I was still very much absorbed in many worldly activities.
Ta oli veel endiselt süvenenud väga paljudesse maistesse tegevustesse.
I had just started visiting the devotees.
Ta oli alles loonud suhted pühendunutega.
I had read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita.
Ta oli lugenud Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita.
And this inspired me to begin to associate with devotees.
Ja see oli innustanud teda suhtlema pühendunutega.
And it just so happened when I visited the temple that this devotee Vishnu Jana Swami was there and he was out sitting on the streets chanting Hare Krishna.
Ja ta oli niivõrd õnnelik, kui ta sinna templisse sattudes nägi seal Vishnu Jana Swamit, kes oli tänaval ja laulis pühendunutega.
So I sat, I was watching him.
Ta siis vaatas teda ja ütles.
And then somehow within my heart, the desire really became very strong and I began to think, I want to become a devotee.
Samit vaadates selline soov või innustus tekki matvad korrata muutustamas väga suureks ja ta mõtles, et ma tahan kõike pühendunuks saada.
Now, I was already very much attracted to Krishna consciousness from reading Srila Prabhupada's book.
Tänu sellel, et oli lukenud Prabhupada raamatuid, Krishna teadus oli juba tema jaoks väga kõitav.
And I had associated a little bit with other devotees.
Ja ta oli pisut suhelnud teiste pühendunutega.
But when I saw this devotee, I was thinking, I want to become a devotee.
Ja kui ta nägi seda pühendunut, siis ta mõtles, et ma tahan pühendunuks saada.
It's just the kind of impression it had on me, his association.
See suhtlemine jättis, et ta oli lihtsalt sellise mulle.
And from that very moment, I became very determined that I'm going to adjust my life in such a way so that I can become a devotee.
Sellest hetkest ta tegi otsus, et ta kohandab oma elu nii, et saab elada pühendunult.
So you can imagine this devotee had a very deep impression on
me. Nii, et võite ette kujutada, see pühendunu avaldas talle väga sügavat muljet.
And Srila Prabhupada would say and describe that the symptom of a devotee is one who by his association makes others want to become a devotee.
Srila Prabhupada räägib, et üks pühendunu tunnust on see, et tema suhtlemise läbi teised tahavad samuti saada pühendunuteks.
So that is one of the symptoms of someone who is fixed in devotional service.
See on üks tunnuseid inimesele, kes on keskendunud pühendunud teenimisse.
Srila Prabhupada had that power.
Srila Prabhupada oli selline jõud.
And it was so powerful that he invested that potency in those who were his devotees.
Ta oli niivõrd võimas, et ta andis selle jõu nendele, kes olid pühendunud temale.
And then I began to see that in the association of other devotees, they also gave me inspiration to want to become a devotee.
Ja pärast seda hakkas ta nägema, et ka teised pühendunud andsid talle suheldas soovi tegelda pühendunud teenimisega.
So the point is that a very powerful devotee can invest this potency in others.
Väga võimas pühendunu suudab anda selle jõuga teistele.
We're also going to read about that in this particular pastime today.
Sellest me loeme ka täpsemalt selles tänases loos.
How a servant of a devotee becomes invested with the power of devotional service.
Kuidas pühendunud teeneb samuti saab omandab sellise pühendumise jõu.
But nonetheless, but the point that we are speaking about, to actually be called a devotee is not an easy thing.
Kuid see peamine mõte on selles jutus see, et ei ole niivõrd kerge olla see, keda nimetatakse pühendunuks.
And the devotee always has to think in the ways which are described here.
Pühendunu peab alati mõtlema sellisel viisil, nagu siin tänases tekstis kirjeldatakse.
So, as we said, one of the symptoms of a devotee is that he accepts whatever suffering he gets as the Lord's mercy.
Nagu me lugesime, pühendunu võtab kõiki kannatusi, mis tal osaks langevad kui Krishna armulikust.
And he thinks that I am it is by the mercy of the Lord that I am not getting all the punishment that I am due.
Ta mõtleb, et Jumala armulikusest ei lange mul osaks kõik need kannatused, mis mulle tegelikult on määratud.
I am getting just a little punishment.
Ma saan ainult üksnes väikse osa sellest.
If someone gets punishment by the Lord, he's very fortunate.
Kui Jumal kedagi karistab, siis see isiksus on väga õnnelik.
Because the Lord only punishes His servants.
It
is not an easy thing to be punished by the Lord.
Ei ole niivõrd kerge ära teenida Jumala karistust.
Of course, sometimes we see that the conditioned souls, they're punished by the Lord's external energy.
Muidugi vahel me näeme, et Jumala väline energia karistab inimesi.
Everybody in the material world is actually being punished by the Lord's external energy.
Tegelikult materiaalse maailmas kõiki karistatakse Jumala välise energia poolt.
But to make the connection with the Lord means one has to be a devotee.
Kui selleks, et neid karistusi siduda Jumalaga, selleks võib olema pühendunud.
Because the nature of the material energy is we see things separate from Krishna.
Siis materiaalse energia või looduse omadus on see, et me näeme kõike lahus Krishnast.
That's the nature of the material energy.
Selline on materiaalse energia loodus.
Maya, one of the foremost ways that Maya acts is to make us see things separate from the Lord.
Maya tegutseb sellisel moel, et me näeme kõiki asju eraldi seisvana Krishnast.
So when a non-devotee is punished by the material energy,
seepärast kui materiaalne energia karistab mitte pühendunut,
it's obvious he's not going to see that I'm being punished by the Lord.
Siis loomulikult see inimene ei mõtle, et Jumal karistab mind.
Because he's in Maya.
Sest ta on Majas.
He's an illusion.
Ta on illusiooni kõik.
He's covered.
Ta on kaetud illusiooni poolt.
Therefore he's thinking, why am I suffering in this way?
Seepärast ta mõtleb, et miks me niimoodi kannatan?
Typically the first thing he thinks is, I don't deserve this suffering.
Loomulikult esimene, mida ta mõtleb, on see, et mina, ma ei ole sellist karistust ära teeninud, kannatust ära teeninud.
That's typically the very first thing a person will think if he's punished or made to suffer.
See on tüüpiliselt esimene mõte, mida inimene mõtleb, kui tal on ka vadaks mingi kannatus või karistus.
Typically he tries to find something or someone to blame.
See on täiesti tüüpiline, et ta võib leida kedagi või midagi, kelle kaela kogu süü ajada.
That's a typical symptom of somebody who's under the influence of the illusory energy.
See on tüüpiline näide sellest, kes viivib illusoorse energia mõjuval.
But a devotee who knows that the material energy never acts separate from the will of the Lord.
Kui pöördunud, kes teab, et Jumala väline energia ei tegutse kunagi sõltumatult Jumalast.
He always makes the connection.
Ta alati näeb seda sidet.
That's a symptom of a devotee. He's always making everything connected to Krishna.
See on üks pühendunud tunnus, ta alati näeb kõike seoses Krishnaga.
He doesn't see anything separate.
Ta ei näe mitte midagi Jumalast lahus olevat.
Just like it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto.
Nagu kirjeldatakse Srimad Bhagavatam 4. laulus.
Yata pumanna svangeshu shirapanyarishu kvachit. Krishna is speaking to Prajapati Daksha.
Krishna räägib seal Prajapati Dakshaga.
He's saying that a person of average intelligence,
ta ütleb, et keskmise arukusega inimene,
does not think that the head or any limb is separate from the body.
Ei mõtle, et pea võiks kõik, milline teine peha osa on kehast lahus seisa.
In the same way, my devotee,
samamoodi minu pühendunu,
does not differentiate Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ei tee vahet Jumal Vishnu, Jumala kõrgema isiksuse,
from anything or from any being.
Ja ükskõik millise teise olendi või asja vahel.
Krishna is saying here a person with average intelligence, not superior intelligence, just average intelligence.
Krishna ütleb siin, et see käib siis keskmise arukusega inimese kohta, mitte eriti kõrge arukusega inimese kohta.
It doesn't take superior intelligence to understand that the limb or the head requires to be connected to the body.
See ei nõua mingit eriti kõrget arukust, et mõista, et pea või mõni teine keha osa peab olema seotud kehaga, et ta normaalselt tegutseks.
One doesn't require a very advanced university degree to understand this.
Selle mõistmiseks ei ole vaja mingit kõrget ülikooli kraadi.
Therefore he uses this term a person with average intelligence.
see pärast ta kasutab on sellist väljendit nagu keskmise arukusega inimene.
He doesn't see the head or limb as to be separate from the body.
Ta ei näe, et või ei arva, et pea või mõni teine kehas peaks olema kehas lauseisel.
And similarly, my devotee does not see anything or any being to be separate from me.
Samuti minu pühendunu ei näe mitte midagi, ükskõik, kas siis olendit või asja minust lauseisvana.
A devotee is one who is always making this connection.
Pühendunu teeb alati selle seose.
He's always making this connection because he's always connected.
Ja ta teeb seda seepärast, et ta on ise pidevalt sõltud Jumalaga.
That's the symptom of Krishna consciousness, means he's always connected to Krishna.
See on Krishna teaduse tunnus, see tähendab, et inimene on alati sõltud Krishnaga.
And that's why it's describing here that this is the symptom of pure devotional service.
Miks siin öeldaks, et see on puhta pühendunud teenimise tunnus?
Just as Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
Krishna ütleb, et selle jaoks, kes näeb kõike minus ja mind kõiges, ei ole ma mitte kunagi kadunud ning samuti ei ole tema mitte kunagi kadunud minu jaoks.
See Krishna everywhere means to see Krishna in everything.
Näha Krishnat kõiges tähendab seda, et me näeme Krishnat absoluutselt igas asjas.
We've given this example before, that to see Krishna everywhere doesn't mean that all we just see is Krishna's face.
Ta on ka enne toonud selle näite, et näha Krishnat kõiges ei tähenda seda, et kõik, mida me näeme, on Krishna nägu.
And it's a it creates big difficulty in life because we can't see anything else.
See tekitab elus suuri probleeme.
Seeing Krishna in everything means seeing everything's connection to Krishna.
Näha Krishna kõiges tähendab seda, et me näeme kõige seost Krishnaga.
So a devotee is always connected to the Lord.
Pühendunud seda, see alati seotud Jumalaga.
A person may sometimes try to make a connection with God.
Inimene võib vahel püüda luua sidet Jumalaga.
But if he's in the bodily conception of life,
kuid kui ta asub elu kehalises käsitluses,
he can only make a temporary connection with God.
Suudata luua ainult ajutise sideme.
He makes some connection with God because he thinks that yes, God is somebody who can serve the needs of my body.
See side on ajutine, seetõttu, et ta arvab, et Jumal on keegi, kes suudab rahuldada tema keha vajadusi.
If I need something, then I should go to God for it.
Kui mul midagi vaja on, siis ma lähen Jumala juurde.
But I'm not interested in my connection with God. I'm interested in what God has to offer me.
Aga mind ei huvita see minu suhe Jumalaga. Ma tahan seda, mis Jumalat saada seda, mida ma tahan.
So if I think in this way, I can make some temporary connection with the Lord.
Sedasi me võime luua ajutise sideme Jumalaga.
But when I've gotten what I want, then I no longer keep the connection.
Kui ma olen aga kätte saanud mida ma tahtsin, siis mind see side enam ei huvita.
Just like sometimes we make connections with friends or family members.
Samamoodi nagu meil vahel on sidemed sõpradega või sugulastega.
A woman may make a connection with a man, or a man may make a connection with a woman. They call it marriage.
Või näiteks naine loob sideme mehega või mehest naisega, seda nimetatakse abieluks.
But if one's not getting something from that connection,
kui see side inimesele mitte midagi ei anna,
then the tendency is to give up the connection.
Siis eksisteerib tendents sellest suhtest loobuda.
I don't want to keep that connection because I'm not getting anything from it.
Ma ei taha selle sidet kauem hoida, sest ma ei saa sellest mitte mingit kasu.
So we see that in the material world everybody makes some temporary connection because of being self-centered around the body.
Sedasi materiaalses maailmas kõik loovad mingit ajutise sidemeid, sest kõik on kinni oma kehalistes arusaamades.
But if one wants to make a very strong connection with the Supreme Lord,
kui inimene tahab luua väga tugeva sideme Jumalaga,
then Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita the way to make this connection is in devotional service.
Siis Krishna selgitab Bhagavad Gitas, et selle sideme loomise vahendiks on pühendunud teenimine.
He says, as you surrender unto me, I'll reward you accordingly.
Ta ütleb, et vastavalt sellele, kuidas sa mulle alistud, ma ka vastan sulle.
In other words, if you approach God for wealth, He'll reward you accordingly.
Et teisena öeldes, kui te lähete Jumale juurde selleks, et saada rikkusi, siis ta ka vastab teile just sellisel viisil.
You'll make some connection until the wealth is obtained.
Tekib mingi side, nii kaua kui te olete saanud kätte selle rikkuse.
And then, once the wealth is obtained, connection is no longer required.
Ja kui te olete selle rikkuse saanud, siis te ei vaja enam seda sidet.
Because more important, if you actually want me, then you actually have to make a connection with me in devotional service.
Kui Krishna ütleb, et kui sa tõepoolest tahad jõuda minuni, siis sa pead looma sideme minuga, teenides mind pühendunult.
He says you can understand me only by devotional service.
Krishna ütleb, et teda on võimalik mõista üksnes läbi pühendumuse.
There's no other way you can know me, there's no other way you can have me.
Ei ole mitte ühtegi teist viisi, kuidas tema jõuda, kuidas seda saada.
Therefore we can understand why it's not a very easy thing to be called a devotee.
Seepärast me võime ka mõista, miks ei ole niivõrd kerge ära teenida nimetust pühendunu.
Because a devotee is somebody who has Krishna.
Sest pühendun on see, kellel on Krishna.
That is the symptom of a devotee.
See on pühendunu tundemärk.
That's why Krishna says right here in this verse, such a devotee of mine is very, very dear to me.
Seepärast Krishna ütleb selles varis, et selline pühendunu on mulle väga, väga kallis.
He's so dear to Krishna that Krishna can't give him up for a moment.
Ta on Krishna niivõrd kallis, et Krishna ei suuda tast hetkekski loobuda.
This is the power of devotional service.
Selline on pühendunud teenimise jõud.
So if we actually want to have that permanent connection with Krishna, we actually have to be situated in devotional service.
Kui me tahame omada pidevalt sidet Krishna, kes me peame olema pidevalt pühendunud teenimises.
And then the connection becomes very strong.
Siis muutub meie side Krishnaga väga tugevaks.
It becomes strong because Krishna doesn't let go.
Ja see muutub tugevaks seetõttu, et Krishna ei lase meid lahti.
Imagine, if Krishna doesn't let go, how is it possible to fall into Maya?
Kujutage ette, kui Krishna ei lase teist lahti, kuidas te saate Mayasse kukkuda?
That's how dear such a surrendered soul is to Krishna.
Sedavõrd kallis on Krishnale pühendunud hing temale.
Krishna won't let him go.
Krishna ei lase temast lahti.
This is Prabhupada gives the example in the Bhagavad Gita, like a person who has a valuable jewel. He won't let it go because it's very valuable to him.
Prabhupada toob Bhagavad Gitas näite, et inimene, kes omab väga suurt kallist vääriskivi, ei lase sellest kuidagi lahti.
So the most valuable thing to Krishna is Krishna's devotee.
Ja kõige kallim asi Krishnale on tema pühendunud.
There's nothing else of any value.
Miski muu ei oma tema jaoks mitte mingit väärtust.
He's not interested in anything else.
Miski muu teda ei huvita.
Because nothing else can attract him.
Mitte miski muu teda ei köida.
He's Bhagavan.
Ta on Bhagavan.
He just possesses everything in full.
Kõik kuulub talle täielikult.
What could possibly attract Krishna?
Mis võiks teda üldse köita?
Just like we said, if a person is lacking wealth, he's attracted to associate with somebody who can give him wealth.
Näiteks inimene, kellel on väga vähe vara, ta tahab suhelda sellega, kellel on palju rikkust.
It's right, isn't it natural? If I'm poor, then and I want wealth, then I'm attracted to associate with somebody who has money.
See on loomulik, kui me oleme vaesed ja me tahame saada rikkamaks, siis me suhtleme nendega, kellel on raha.
Or if I want to become famous, I'm attracted to associate with somebody who's famous, because if I associate with him, then he can make me famous.
Ja kui me tahame saada kuulsad, siis me suhtleme nendega, kes on kuulsad, sest nemad võivad ka meid teha kuulsateks.
Sometimes people do that.
Vahel inimesed toimivad niimoodi.
They look for somebody who could sponsor them.
Nad otsivad kedagi, kes suudaks olla neile sponsoriks.
Look for a person who's very popular and they'll say, will you sponsor me?
Nad otsivad välja isiksuse, kes on väga populaarne.
Give me a chance, please.
Küsivad ta käest, kas sa oleksid mulle sponsoriks? Anna mulle võimalus. Ma teen ükskõik mida.
Whatever you have, please. Just tell your friends about me.
Räägi minust nagu sõpradele, palun.
So they go around kissing feet.
Nad teevad ringi ja suudlevad kõikide jalgu.
Because they want to
become popular. He wants to raise himself up in the world, whatever it may be.
See on saada populaarseteks ja tõsta ennast esiplaanile maailmas.
So they're attracted to associate with people who have something that they want.
Nad omavad kiinnust suhelda inimestega, kes omavad seda, mis neid huvitab.
But Krishna has everything.
Aga Krishna on kõik.
He's Bhagavan.
Ta on Bhagavan.
Why would he be attracted to associate with somebody because of their wealth or their beauty or their fame?
Ta ei ole kiindunud suhtlema mitte kellegiga, sest kellegil ei ole rohkem ilu, rikkust, kuulsust kui temal.
What significance do they have to his life?
Need rikkad ja kuulsad ei oma tema jaoks mitte mingit tähtsust.
They have nothing to offer him.
Need ei ole talle mitte midagi pakkuda.
He already has it all.
Tal on juba kõik olemas.
It's like sometimes we even say, what do you give to a person who has everything?
Vahel mõtleme, et mida sa annad sellel inimesele, kelle kõik juba annad.
Sometimes people think, you know, how do I give something to this person? You know, he's got so much wealth, he's got everything, what could I possibly give him?
Vahel inimesed mõtlevad, et mida ma kingin talle, et tal on kõik olemas, tal on nii palju rikkust.
So, you try to give him something that shows a little sign of love.
Siis püüate tal anda midagi sellist, mis oleks nagu armastuse märk.
Maybe it'll capture his attention.
Võibolla see, et kõidaks tema tähelepanu.
Maybe you'll make something for him.
Võibolla te teete midagi tema heaks.
Even though by material value it may be very insignificant.
Ehkki materiaalselt võib samada väga vähest väärtust.
But you can maybe capture his attention by the mood by which it was offered.
Võibolla te kõidate tema tähelepanu selle meeleoluga, millega te selle kingituse teete.
So similarly, what do you give to a person who has who really has everything?
Ja samamoodi, mida te annate sellele isiksusele, kellel juba tõepoolest kõik on olemas.
What can you give him?
Mida te saate talle anda?
That will really be valuable to him.
Mis oleks talle tõepoolest väärtuslik.
What if you give it to him is insignificant.
Mis kõik, mida ta talle ka annaks, see kõik on tema jaoks äärmiselt tähtsasetu.
But how do you capture your attention? How do you capture his attention?
Aga kuidas te siis kõidate tema tähelepanu?
Well, Krishna says, there's only one way you can capture my attention.
Krishna ütleb, et selleks on ainult üks viis.
It's with your love.
See on teie armastus.
Nothing else.
Mitte miski muu seda ei tee.
Just like this one story we were just reading. It's not the story we're going to read. Another story we were reading.
Nagu siis ühes loos, mida me...
I don't even know if I'm going to get to this story.
See ühes loos, mida me nagu...
I'll try. But I'm trying to make this story really relevant.
Sa püüad seda lugu, mille nime nüüd kogu aeg joome teha meie jaoks eriti nauditavaks, sellepärast see võtab nii kogu aega.
There's another story.
Aga siis on järgis teine lugu.
About Shuklambara Brahmana.
Siis Shuklambara Brahmana.
This Shuklambara Brahmana was actually, he was a very simple Brahmana.
See Brahmana elas väga lihtsalt.
And he lived by begging.
Ta elas kirjates almust.
Externally he appeared to live in poverty.
Väliselt näis, et ta elab täielikus vaesuses.
But when he would go and beg, he would beg even from the most poorest people.
Kui ta kerjamas käis, ta kerjas isegi kõige vaesemate inimeste käest.
And would be completely satisfied with whatever they offered.
Ja ta oli rahul kõigega, mis tal anti.
Whatever he received from his begging, he would simply take it and he would offer to his worshipful Lord.
Kõik, mis ta kerjates sõida, võitis selle ning pakkus selle oma Jumalale.
And he was always fully satisfied to accept even a few pieces of broken rice.
Ja ta oli rahul isegi selle, kui ta sai lihtsalt paar katkist riisid ära.
So externally he appeared to be living in poverty.
Väliselt näis, et ta elab täielikus vaesuses.
But actually because he was satisfied, so satisfied in any condition of life, he never knew what poverty was.
Kõik kõrad oli rahul täiesti iga eluolukorra, siis ta ei teadne, mis asi on vaesus.
Only the materialists would think he was in poverty.
Ainult materialistid oleksid mõelnud, et ta on vaene.
They would make fun of him.
Nad oleksid tema üle nalja heitnud.
They didn't recognize him. a great devotee of the Lord. But Shukla Parabrahmana never knew the meaning of the word poverty. Because he was always satisfied. How can somebody know what poverty means if he's always satisfied?
Kuidas saab see, kes on alati rahuldatud, teada, mis tähendab vaesus?
He was happy in any condition of life.
Ta oli õnnelik igas olukorras.
So he would go and he would beg some rice.
Ta käis kerjas pisut riisi.
And he would offer this to the Lord.
Ja ta pakkus selle riisi Jumalale.
And one day the Lord came before Shukla Brahmana.
Ühel päeval Jumal ilmus tema ette.
And he saw that Shukumbhara had some rice over his and a bag hanging over his shoulder.
Ja ta nägi, et Shukumbhara oli riisikott üle õla.
And the Shukumbhara Brahmana was absorbed simply in chanting the names Krishna.
Ta oli lihtsalt süvenenud Krishna nime kordamisse.
Sometimes he would cry.
Vahel ta nutis.
Sometimes he would laugh.
Vahel ta naeris.
Sometimes he would dance in great ecstasy.
Vahel tantsis suures ekstaasis.
And in the presence of Lord Chaitanya came before, personally before him.
Ja Chaitanya tuli isiklikult tema ette.
And he snatched the rice right from Shukumbhara's shoulder. Just took it away.
Ja ta siis napsas selle riisikoti Shukumbhara õlalt ära.
And Shukumbhara Brahman said, oh no, everything's lost.
Shukumbhara Brahmana mõtles, et oi, nüüd on kõik kadunud.
I'm finished.
Minuga on kõik läbi.
If the Lord takes this rice and eats it,
kui Jumal võtab selle riisi ja sööb seda,
then everything is lost for me because it is such poor quality rice.
Siis minuga on kõik läbi, siis riis on nii kehva kvaliteediga.
And Lord Chaitanya said to Shukumbhara Brahmana, he said, you don't remember?
Ja siis Jumal Chaitanya ütles sellele Brahmanale, et kas sa ei mäletagi või?
He said, previously I snatched this rice from you also.
Et ma olen seda riisi sinu kast ennemgi ära võtnud.
You came to me in Dwarka.
Sa tulid varakas samuti minu juurde.
And you also carried some few grains of rice on your shoulder.
Kaitsid ka pisut riisema õlal.
And I took those grains of rice and I personally ate it.
Ma võtsin need riisid ära ja sõin neid isiklikult.
And I relished it.
Ja ma nautisin seda.
Don't you remember?
Kas sa ei mäletagi?
I personally relish whatever my devotee offers to me.
Ma naudin isiklikult kõike seda, mida mulle pakub minu pühendunu.
And even if my devotee doesn't offer to me.
Isegi kui minu pühendunu ei pakku seda mulle.
Sometimes I'll take it by force.
Vahel võtan selle jõuga.
So Shukumbhara Brahmana, when he realized how merciful the Lord was to him, he began crying in ecstasy.
Ja kui Shukumbhara Brahmana mõistis, kui võib armulik Jumal on tema vastu, ta hakkas suurest ekstaasis võtma.
Because the Lord was describing his dealings with his devotee.
Sest Jumal oli kirjeldanud talle tema suhteid pühendunutega.
That the Lord is very anxious to accept something from his devotee when the devotee has love.
Sest Jumal tahab väga vastu võtta seda, mida pühendunu pakub talle armastusega.
He's so anxious to accept it that he won't even wait for the devotee to offer it.
Ta tahab seda niivõrd vastu võtta, et isegi ei oota, et pühendunu seda talle pakuks.
Actually it's right here.
Seda kirjeldataksegi siis selles loos raamatus.
Yes. What fortunate person knows the nectar heart of the devotees? What fortunate? Forget it. Two different levels. Goddess Lakshmi's husband, Lord Chaitanya, ate the rice Shukumbhara Brahmana had begged from 10 homes.
Ma mõtlesin, et enne siis sellist riisi, mida Shukran Barali talle pakkavad.
Husband of God is
Lakshmi. Ja ta on Jumala Anna Lakshmi abikaasa.
In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord describes the different rules for offering.
Vedades Jumal kirjeldab erinevaid ettekirjutusi selleks, kuidas pakkuda talle toitu. Kuidas pakkuda talle toitu.
Using different mudras.
Kasutades erinevaid mudrat.
If these rules are not followed, the Lord will not accept anything.
Kui need ettekirjutusi ei järgita, siis Jumal ei võta mitte midagi vastu.
Still, when the Lord comes to his devotee's doorstep,
siiski, kui Jumal tuleb pühendunu ukse ette,
the Lord pounds those rules into powder.
Siis Jumal lööb kõik need ettekirjutused lihtsalt tükkideks.
Shukampara's rice is the proof of this.
Shukampara riis on üks kinnitus sellele.
Therefore, love and devotion are the life breath of all rules and regulations.
Seepärast armastus ning pühendumus on kõikide ettekirjutuste tegelik sisu.
Orders and prohibitions are all servants of love and devotion.
Käsud ja keelud on lihtsalt armastuse ning pühendumuse teenimiseks või teendrid.
And this is what Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing here about the importance of devotion.
Seda siin Vrindavan Das Thakur kirjeldab siin pühendumuse tähtsust.
We may execute all the rituals, all the rules and regulations.
Me võime täita kõiki ettekirjutusi, kõiki rituaale.
But the goal of all the rules and regulations is to develop one's love for Krishna.
Kõikide reeglite eesmärgiks on arendada välja armastus ning pühendumus Krishna vastu.
Now it's not that one can abandon the rules and regulations.
See ei tähenda, et kõik reeglid võib sinna paika jätta.
But one should know what is the goal.
Kuid inimene peab teadma, mis on nende reeglite eesmärk.
If one does not achieve the goal of all his rules and regulations.
Kui ta ei saavuta nende kõikide reeglite lõpliku eesmärki.
Then actually he's wasting his time.
Siis tegelikult ta lihtsalt raiskab oma aega.
The goal of all, just like it says, smartavyasakatam vishnor, vismartavyo najatu chit, savavidhi nasirasyo etiyo evakinkara. That Krishna must always be remembered and he must never be forgotten at any moment.
Krishna tuleb alati meeles pidada, nüüd teda ei tohi kunagi unustada, mitte ühelgi elu hetke.
All the rules and all the prohibitions which are given in the scriptures.
Kõik reeglid ettekirjutused, mis antakse pühakirjades.
They meant to be the servants of these two principles.
Teevad teenima lihtsalt neid kahte põhimõtet.
In other words, whatever rules and regulations we're following, it's meant to help us to become Krishna conscious.
Teise nõudus, kõik need reeglid, mida me järgime, need eesmärgiks on see, et me muutuksime Krishna teadustavateks.
They're meant to help us make that connection with Krishna.
Et me saaksime luua selle sideme Krishnaga.
Because it's the Krishna consciousness and it's the love that Krishna is attracted to.
Sest Krishna köidab üksnes Krishna teadus ja see armastus ning pühendumus.
It's not the rules and regulations.
Teda ei köida need reeglid ettekirjutused.
It's only love.
Ainult armastus.
Therefore, sometimes we see the Lord will go to the doorstep of his devotee and he'll smash all those rules and regulations into powder.
Seepärast me näeme, et vahel Jumal läheb ise pühendunu ukse ette ning lööb kõik need reeglid ettekirjutused lihtsalt pulbriks.
Shukampara Brahma did not do any mudras.
Shukampara Brahma ei viinud läbi mitte mingisuguseid mudraid või ei sooritanud.
He didn't even make an offering.
Ta isegi ei sooritanud pakkumist.
Still the Lord ate his rice with great care.
Sellegi poolest Jumal sõi tema riisi väga suure hoolitsusega.
Persons who are blinded by sense pleasures do not understand the heart of all of this.
inimesed peavad pimesta olema, mõneliselt naudingud ei näe selliste juhtumite tuuma.
Persons who are intoxicated by wealth,
inimesed, keda viivad eksitusse rikkus,
family,
perekond,
children,
lapsed,
they do not understand Vaishnavas.
Nad ei mõista Vaishnavaid.
Lord Krishna will never accept the opulent worship and offerings of fools.
Krishna ei võta mitte kunagi vastu seda rikkalikku teenimistlik pakkumist, mida sooritavad rumalad.
Who, when they see a Vaishnava as poverty stricken,
kes nähes Vaishnavat vaesuses,
make fun of them,
naeravad nende üle.
Krishna will never accept what they offer.
Krishna ei võta mitte kunagi vastu seda, mida nemad pakuvad.
Therefore one has to be very, very careful not to become proud.
Seepärast peab olema väga ettevaatlik, et mitte muutuda uhkeks.
This is one of the dangers of pride.
See on üks uhkuse ohte.
I think the last time I was here, I gave a class about pride, didn't I?
Kui viimane kord siin käisin, siis ma just antsin loengu uhkusest. See ei olnud niimoodi.
I seem to recall giving a class about pride.
Mulle nagu meenuks, et ma tookord tantsin loengu uhkusest.
Last time before that. And somehow it seems to remember sitting in this room giving a class about pride.
See oli siis eelviimane kord. Ta nagu midagi mäletab, et ta istus siin ruumis ja rääkis uhkusest.
And then Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur citeerib ühte versi Srimad Bhagavatamist.
This is not the pastime I was going to read, by the way.
See ei ole veel see mäng, mida ta kavatses täna lugeda. See jääb võib-olla homseks.
Nabhajati kumanishayam kumanishanam saijam harya adanatma dhanapriyo rasadhyat Shuta dana kulav kamanam madarye vidadati papam akijanesha satsu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very dear to those devotees.
Jumala kõrgem isiksus muutub väga kalliks nendele pühendunutele,
who have no material possessions,
kellel ei ole mitte mingisugust materiaalset varandust,
but are fully happy in possessing the devotional service of the Lord.
Aga kes on täielikult õnnelikud, omadad üksnes Jumala pühendunud teenimist.
Indeed, the Lord relishes the devotional activities of such devotees.
Tõepoolest, Jumal naudib selliste pühendunute tegevust.
Those who are puffed up with material education,
need, kes tunnevad uhkust oma materiaalse hariduse üle,
wealth,
rikkuse üle,
aristocracy,
aristokraatlikkuse üle,
and fruitive activity,
ning karmaliste tegevuste üle.
They are very proud of possessing material things.
On väga uhked oma materiaalse vara üle.
And they often deride devotees.
Ning sageli nad pilkavad pühendunuid.
Even if such people offer the Lord worship,
isegi kui sellised inimesed teenivad Jumalat,
the Lord will never accept them.
Jumal ei võta neid mitte kunagi vastu.
Heavy verse.
Väga raske värs. Paikapane värs.
That's what happens if somebody becomes proud.
See juhtub, kui inimene muutub uhkeks.
They deride persons who don't have such possessions.
Nad pilkavad neid inimesi, kellel ei ole selliseid materiaalseid siis materiaalset parandust.
Now what does it mean, have no material possessions?
Mida see tähendab, et neil ei ole materiaalset omandit?
It means that whatever they have, they're always using position.
See tähendab seda, et kõik, mis seal on, nad kasutavad seda Krishna teenimiseks.
Whatever intelligence they have, whatever knowledge they have.
Kõik need teadmised, mis neil on, kogu see arukus, mis neil on.
They're using it for Krishna.
Nad kasutavad seda Krishna jaoks.
Just like Lord Chaitanya glorifies the gopis to be the highest emblem of devotional service to the Lord.
Seepärast Jumal Chaitanya ülistab gopisid, öeldes, et nad on Krishna armastuse kõige kõrgem näide.
He always chants the names of the gopis.
Ta kordab alati gopide nimesid.
These simple village cowgirls.
Nad lihtsalt külatüdrukud ja nimesid.
They didn't know what Vedas were.
Need külatüdrukud ei teadnud mitte midagi Vedadest.
But they had love.
Aga neil oli kriis, neil oli armastus.
And he had
They had love for the Lord.
Neil oli armastus Jumala vastu.
So whatever they had, they used for the service of the Lord.
Seepärast kõik, mis seal oli, nad kasutasid seda Jumala teenimiseks.
So to have no material possessions means they should be happy in possessing one thing only.
Seepärast see, et inimene oma materiaalset omandit, tähendab, et inimene on õnnelik omandas ainult ühte.
A devotee is one who is happy to possess devotional service.
Pühendunud on see, kes on õnnelik omades pühendunud teenimist.
That's his pleasure.
See on tema nauding.
That's his happiness.
See on tema õnn.
That's what he prays for.
See on see, mida ta palub.
And when he associates with other devotees,
ja kui sa suhtad teiste pühendunutega,
he prays to other devotees, please, give me devotional service.
Siis ta palub teisi pühendunud, palun antke mulle pühendunud teenimist.
Because there's nothing of any greater value.
Sest mitte miski muu ei oma talle nii suurt väärtust.
Everything else becomes insignificant.
Kõik muu on talle tähtsusetu.
That's the power of a devotee.
Selline on pühendunud jõud.
A devotee is one who actually carries devotional service to the Lord with him wherever he goes.
Pühendunud on see, kes kannab endas pühendunud teenimise jõudu kaasas alati, kõik kui ta läheb.
And by his association,
ning temaga suheldes,
others think, oh, how can I get devotional service?
Teised mõtlevad, oh, kuidas ma saaksin pühendunud teenimist?
There's nothing more valuable than devotional service.
Ei ole mitte midagi väärtuslikumat kui pühendunud teenimine.
Because devotional service is what captures the attention of the Lord.
Sest pühendunud teenimine on see, mis köedab Jumala tähelepanu.
Nothing else will capture the Lord's attention.
Mitte miski muu Jumala tähelepanu ei köida.
Not wealth.
Ei rikkus.
Not material education.
Ei materiaalne haridus.
Not aristocracy.
Ei aristokraatlik päritolu.
None of these things will capture Krishna's attention.
Sellised asjad ei köida Jumala tähelepanu.
Only the one has devotion.
Ainult see, kui inimesel on pühendumust.
So Shuklambara Brahmana had that love.
Shuklambara Brahmanal oli selline armastus.
And he captured the Lord's attention so much.
Ning ta köitis Jumala tähelepanu sedavõrd.
That the Lord did not even wait for him to offer this rice.
Et Jumal isegi ei oodanud, et ta pakuks talle riisi.
He snatched it from him before he even offered it.
Ta varastas selle ise, selle praamale tagant ära ennem, kui talle jõutis ta pakkuda. Ja sõis seda suure naldinguga.
Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, also same thing.
Samasugune lugu juhtus ka Raghunath Das Goswamiga.
He was eating the rejected rice that even the cows wouldn't eat.
Ta sõis seda ära visatud riisi, mida isegi lehmad ei tahtnud enam süüa.
First Raghunath Das Goswami, he would go to the same Hedwara gate and he would beg alms.
Kõigepealt Raghunath Das Goswami käis linna väravatel ja palus almusi.
But then by going there every day he started to feel like a prostitute.
Ja kui ta seda igapäev käis, ta hakkas tunne ennast prostituudina.
Because he used to see that the same persons would come and they would give him something.
Sest ta nägi, et iga päev tulevad ja uuesti need samad inimesed ja jälle annavad talle midagi.
And he would approach them because he was thinking, yes, I can get something from them.
Ning ta pöördus nende poole mõttega, et tahad nende käest midagi saa.
So he didn't like feeling that way.
Ja ühel hetkel tal enam selline olukord ei meeldinud.
So he decided he even wanted to stop begging.
Ja ta otsustas, et isegi ei kerja enam.
So he decided he would go and take some rice.
Otsustas, et ta läheb ja võtab pisut riisi.
Sometimes he would take the old rice that was offered to the deity, and after it had gone bad, they would take it and give it to the cows.
Aga natu templis oli kombeks, et see riis, mida oli pakutud ja mis oli alaks läinud, siis võeti see riise ning anti lehmadele.
So the cows, they would go and they would eat whatever rice they would find palatable.
Ja siis lehmad käis seal ringi ja vaatasid, otsisid selle parema osa välja teid riisist ära, mis neile kõlbas.
And then they would not, anything that was, they didn't find palatable, they would just push it aside.
Ja see, mis nende jaoks ei olnud söödav selle, nad siis kumagi ajasid vaikselt kõrvale.
And Raghunath Das would go and pick up all that rice.
Ma arvan, et aasta läks, võttis korjas kogu selle viimase kõrval leidetud riisi üles.
He would take it and wash it.
Ta võttis selle pesi läbi.
And he would separate all the bad pieces of rice from the good pieces.
Ja korjas sellest riisist veel sellised katkised ja halvad tükid välja.
And then he would wash it again.
Siis ta pesi selle uuesti läbi.
Because after all, it was Prashad, after the Lord Jagannath.
See oli lõpuks ikkagi prasada, mida oli pakutud jumalise kanadele.
And that was his foodstuff.
See oli tema toit.
So Srup Damodar heard that Raghunath Das was eating in this way.
Damodar kuulis, et Raghunath Das sööb selline viisil.
And he went and he said, why are you not sharing this with me?
Ta läks tema juurde ja küsis, et kuule, et miks sa minugi seda ei jaga.
Raghunath Das, this one, he said, I could never let you eat something like this.
Raghunath Das, kus on, ütles, et no, kuule, ma ei seda lasta sinul midagi sellist süüa.
You're eating it?
No, sa ise sööd ju.
If you're eating it, why can't I eat it?
Kui sina sööd, miks mina ei või süüa siis?
So Srup Damodar, he went back and told Lord Chaitanya what Raghunath Das was eating.
Yeah. Srup Damodar läks tagasi Chaitanya juurde, ütles talle, et kandis talle ette, et mida Raghunath Das kasvami sööb.
And when Lord Chaitanya heard, he became very pleased.
Ja kui Lord Chaitanya seda kuulis, ta muutus väga õnnelikuks.
He immediately went to that place where Raghunath Das was eating this rejected rice.
Ta läks kohe sinna kohta, kus Raghunath Das kasvami seda eemale visatud riisi sõi.
He said, Raghunath Das, you're feasting and you're not inviting me.
Ta läks siin ütles, et kuule Raghunath Das, et siin pead pidusööke, aga mind ei olegi kutsunud.
Why are you doing such a thing?
Miks sa niimoodi käitud?
He's very embarrassed.
Raghunath Das Swami oli väga, ta oli väga piinlik.
And Lord Chaitanya was so anxious to take that rice, immediately he snatched it from one
of them. Jumal Chaitanya oli niivõrd, et tahtis seda riid saada, et ta ei oodati midagi, ta lihtsalt võttis selle Raghunath Das Swami käest. Ta nautis seda.
He relished it because it was the food of his devotee.
Ta nautis seda, kuna see oli tema pühendunud toit.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead relishes the activities of those devotees who are, have possessed only devotional service to him.
Jumal naudib nende pühendunute tegevust, kes omavad üksnes pühendunud teenimist.
So that is the value of association with a devotee.
Selline on pühendunutega suhtlemise väärtus.
So all of us should aspire to associate with devotees.
Seepärast me kõik peaksime püüdlema pühendunutega suhtlemise poole.
That is our hope.
See on meie lootus.
If we can somehow associate with devotees of the Lord.
Kui me suudame mingil moel suhelda Jumala pühendunutega.
Or if we can somehow pray to the Lord, please give me the association of devotees.
Või kui me suudame kuidagi paluda Jumalat, et Jumal palun anna mulle suhtlemise pühendunutega.
Somehow, if we hanker to associate with the Lord in devotional service.
Kui me püüdleme selle poole, et suhelda Jumalaga teda pühendunult teenides.
The Lord will be very merciful and kind to us.
Siis ta on väga armulik ning lahke meie vastu.
And we'll be able to obtain that wonderful and glorious designation.
Ning siis me võime saavutada selle imelise ning suurepärase lõpp sihtpunkti.
To be called a devotee of the Lord.
Selle eesmärgi, et meid nimetatakse pühendunuteks.
Now, that past time I'll read. Maybe tomorrow
or something.
About how Advaita Acharya became recognized as a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Kuidas Advaita Acharya hakati tunnustama kui Jumal Chaitanya teenrit.
By being punished by the Lord.
Kuna Jumal teda karistas.
So some question?
Võib-olla on kellegil mingid küsimusi.
Devotee is someone who sees everything in connection with Krishna. But then sometimes it's difficult to see where the difference between. I mean, sometimes we're doing something, but it's our own foolishness that we have suffering or
a
misfortune or something like that. So,
still, even if it's our own suffering and our own foolishness, we see it connected to Krishna.
During this
Even though it's our foolishness, we'd be thinking, yes, I've done something, therefore Krishna should punish me for my foolishness. Go ahead,
Küsimus oli just midagi sellises, et maailm isegi, no, et me teeme midagi, me saame aru, et see oli meie enda mingi rumalus, oma lollisest midagi. Et kuidas me siis seda nagu näeme ka seoses Krishnaga. No, sellega poolest me näeme, et no, seos Krishnaga, et me oleme midagi rumalat teinud, me peaksime kannatama sellest, et Jumal peaks meid karistama. Või et kui mingi karistus toimub, siis me näeme, et no, see oli sellepärast.
We don't blame Krishna, no.
Me ei süüdista Krishnat.
But we know that ultimately Krishna is in control.
Aga me teame, et Krishna on see, kes on.
And if we've done something very foolish, we should pray to Krishna, please teach me so I never do such a foolish thing again.
Kui me oleme saanud hakkama mingi rumalusega, siis me peaksime paluma Jumala, et palun õpeta mind, et ma enam rohkem selliseid rumaluse ei teeks.
Yes, they certainly could take advantage of it. They should learn. They can learn how to behave like a devotee.
Küsimus oli selles, et me võime kõike suhtuda, et see oli meie enda mingi karma või sellepärast kannatama või nii edasi ja me jääme väga alandlikuks. Aga teised võivad seda olukorda nagu ära kasutada. Ja siis vastus oli, et nad tõepoolest on võivad seda ära kasutada, aga nad peaksid õppima siis sellest, kuidas käituda kui pühenduna.
No, I don't
know.
What was the question again?
did he give answer?
I don't know. No. What was the question?
No, if somebody takes advantage of you because you accept everything as punishment or
mercy of the Lord. Oh. In other words, if somebody keeps on punishing you because you're accepting it always as Krishna's mercy.
Yeah, so for example, can you do this, can you do that, and then devotee he accepts everything as mercy of the Lord and then he is doing everything
else. But you have to understand, if you accept it as Krishna's mercy, then Krishna will protect you.
Tuleb mõtsi seda, et kui sa võtad kõike kui Krishna armulikust, siis Krishna kaitseb sind.
Krishna will always protect the surrendered soul.
Krishna kaitseb alati temale alistanud hingi.
He may protect you by dealing with the person who keeps on abusing you.
Ta võib kaitse sind sellel moel, et ta võtab ise käsidele selle inimese, kes sinu kallasti käitub.
The perfect example of that is Dharma, the bull.
Ja suurepärane näide sellest on siis Dharma härg.
When Dharma was being beaten by Kali.
Kui Kali siis Dharmat kuidagi karistada.
Parikshit Maharaj came before and asked him, who has done this to you?
Parikshit Maharaj tuli tema ette ning küsis, kes on sulle teinud sellist ülekohut.
And Dharma said, my dear king, I cannot say who has done this to me.
Dharma vastas, et kallis kuningas, ma ei saa sulle seda tunnistada.
Because a person who points out or recognizes the perpetrator of his own suffering is just as sinful as the person who's committed the suffering.
siis see esitsus, kes viitab teisele inimesele öeldes, et see on põhjustanud tema kannatused, on ise samavõrd patune kui, see, kui nende kannatuste põhjustaja.
I can understand nothing can happen without Krishna's sanction.
Ma mõistan, et ilma Krishna nõusolekuta mitte midagi ei saa juhtuda.
So how can I point out to you the cause of my suffering?
Kuidas saame sulle siis öelda, et mis on minu kannatuse põhjus?
So Parikshit Maharaj said, oh, he must be religiosity personified.
Maharaj Parikshit otsustas, et või tegi järeldus, et vahet, see on kindlasti kehastunud religioon.
And it's the duty of the king to protect religious principles.
Ja kuninga kohuseks on kaitsta religioosseid printsiipe.
So although Dharma did not point out the cause of his suffering,
seega kuigi Dharma ei viidanud oma kannatuste põhjusele,
Parikshit Maharaj searched him out and found him.
Parikshit Maharaj otsis ta üles ning leidis ta.
And when he found him, he dealt with him.
Ja kui ta leidis, siis ta ka võttis ta ette.
He was about to kill him.
Ta pidi ta peaga ära tapma.
Of course, Kali took shelter of him, and then Parikshit Maharaj could not kill him.
Siis küll loomulikult Kali palus tema käest varjupaika ning Maharaj Parikshit ei saanud teda enam tappa.
If somebody is depending on Krishna, he never loses.
Kui keegi sõltub Krishnast, loodab täielikult Krishna peale, siis ta ei ole kunagi kaotaja.
Never.
Mitte kunagi.
Nikada. Always win, because Krishna will always protect him.
Ta võidab alati, sest Krishna kaitseb teda alati.
He'll always protect the person who is always fully dependent upon him in all circumstances.
Krishna kaitseb alati seda isikust, kes alati loodab tema peale.
He said that in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Ta ütleb seda Bhagavad Gita 18. peatükis.
And all activities that you do just depend upon me and work always under my protection.
Kõikides oma tegevustes lihtsalt looda minu peale ning olla tegelikult sõltuv minust.
It's such devotional service, you should be fully conscious of me.
Selline on pühendunud teenimine, sa pead olema alati teadlik minust.
If you're conscious of me, you cross over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace.
Kui sa oled teadlik minust, siis minu armu läbi sa ületad kõikide kannatuste ookeani.
But if you're not conscious of me,
ja kui sa ei ole mind teadustanud,
and if you act through false ego,
ja sa tegutsed lähtudes vale egost,
not hearing me,
ja ei kuule mind,
you'll be lost.
Siis oled sa kaotaja.
Krishna gives his assurance, he'll always give his protection to somebody who is always dependent upon him.
Krishna kinnitab, et ta kaitseb alati seda, kes loodab igas olukorras tema peale.
There's so many examples in Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavatamis on sellest väga palju näiteid.
Jad Bharata, when he was being insulted by Maharaj Rahugana.
Näiteks Jad Bharata, kui teda solvati.
Lord protected him.
Jumal kaitses teda.
Jad Bharata was taken by the dacoits and they were about to cut his head off and offer him to Kali.
Jad Bharata ta röövlit visita minema ning tassit ta siis ära tappa ja Kalile pakkuda.
But he just was dependent upon the Lord.
Ja ta lihtsalt lootis Jumala peale.
And the personality of Kali manifested herself in the form of that deity and then took all the dacoits and cut their heads off.
Ning Kali keastas ise selle jumaluse kujul ning tappis ka hoopis kõik need röövlid, pärsis pühendunud.
Draupadi, which attempt was made to disrobe her in the assembly of the Kauravas.
Või Draupadi, kui teda taheti lahti riietada Kauravate nõukogu ees.
The powerful Dushasan was trying to disrobe her.
Võimas Dushasan püüdis tema riided ära kiskuda.
What could she do to fight?
Kuidas ta sai nende vastu võidelda?
She could only throw her hands up in the sky. Hey Govinda.
Ta sai ainult oma käed tagapoole heita ning paluda. Hey Govinda.
Only you can protect my honor.
Ainult sina võid kaitsta minu vau.
What did Krishna do?
Mida Krishna tegi?
He provided unlimited sari. He protected her.
Ta andis Prabhupadile lõputu sari ning kaitses teda. Sedasi.
We can go on and on. So many examples. Kalad Maharaj.
Seda teemat võib jätkata lõputult. On äärmiselt palju näiteid sellest. Prabhupada Maharaj.
Why are those examples there? So that we have an example to follow. We're not supposed to think, oh, well, they're pure devotees. I'm not a pure devotee.
Ei pea mõtlema, et nemad on puhtalt pühendunud, mina ei ole puhas pühendunud.
Therefore, I'm supposed to do something different.
Seepärast ma pean käituma teistmoodi. Ei.
Their examples are there for us to follow.
Nende näited on olnud selleks, et me saaksime neid järgida.
We should practice.
Peaksime seda praktiseerima.
I think we're supposed to have a meeting also, right? And I shouldn't have to know. Who am I supposed to meet with? Do they know? Were they told about a meeting?
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
They already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should probably stop and take. We can take more questions next class, I guess. Right?
Ülejäänud küsimused jäävad siis järgmiseks loenguks. Paraku. Tule, koosole.
Is there prasad? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.